September 7th, 1868. Dear Diary, right before supper, I heard such horrifying words. A police officer had earlier came to the house. I was too scared to answer the door, so I made my father open it. I heard it all from the staircase down the hall. I'm sorry to tell you this, sir, but your son passed today in the lobby of the hospital. As my father and I shed a tear, he began. This couldn't have happened. This is the best health care in the state. The officer shook his head, patted his back, and was on his way. My brother had dreadfully fallen between a tree and a thin car door earlier this afternoon. Now, every time I go past that tree, I hear my young 7-year-old brother screaming for
help.
It hurts my slow-beating heart knowing that he's gone. I try covering my ears from all the horrifying screams going back and forth from my mother and father. Talk to you soon. Love, Annie.
September 8th, 1868. Dear Diary, my parents still won't stop fighting. Last night I heard my dad threaten her. He stated, "Shut up. I swear I'll kill you tonight." I hate knowing that my parents are falling apart. 2 minutes ago, my dad came in my room and mumbled, "I'm leaving, honey. Just always remember that I love you." "Don't leave, Dad," I said. "I'm already gone," he muttered. I just ran after him as he fluttered away. He took my hand and threw it to my body as he slammed the front door. "I must go, Annie."
September 9th, 1868. Dear Diary, I don't blame my father for leaving. My mother's a wreck, crying herself to sleep at night and hardly even caring anymore. Maybe if I didn't require so much work, he would have stayed. Of course, ever since my brother passed, I began to go quite rebellious. My mother is coughing sickeningly. She is scaring me more and more each day. The doctor said that she has tuberculosis. I'm taking care of her the way a mother should to her own children. I think this all developed after my father left us. I knew the day was coming. I just didn't see it coming so soon. I passed the same mossy oak tree this morning while picking up bread and tea, because my mother was too weak. I dropped all the items I held and covered my ears. I couldn't hear anything past my brother's weeping and yells. I'm beginning to look at life a little differently now that everyone is barely with me anymore. Considering my mother's life is hanging on a thread, I must go make myself for dinner, since no one else can. Love, Annie.
September 10th, 1868. Dear Diary, I fell to the floor, catching my breath while I set the actual thoughts through my head. This morning, I watched my father come home and kill my mother. He slowly suffocated her with nothing but his bare, grimy, dirty hands. I upsettingly found sorrow in my father's pain. For everything she put my father through, I sat in the corner in my nightgown for the rest of the moment as I watched him leave. Again. I first let the decaying smell fill my nose before I faced her body dead. Why I simply did nothing and watched, I cannot answer. Although her body still lay there, the scent still lingers, I still sit in my nightgown and only remember the scene spottingly. I have to go put my mother underground. Annie.
September 11th, 1868. Dear Diary, I live alone now with no money left, only decaying moldy food and a house with unpaid bills. The police will shut me out soon. When they do, they will see my mother gone. What will I do? I am and unoccupied minor. They'll take me somewhere I don't want to go. There's a knock at the door. I opened the squeaky door while I found a police officer in front of the door. He asked, "What have you been up to? What's on your nightgown, child?" I just smiled and looked up at him. I had nothing to say but to just smile as I was shoved in the porch chair to stay still. I heard the police officers and their every move as I searched my dusty, spooky, now dusty home. "Go upstairs, go. I can't find anything. Wait, here's a diary." As they raided the entries, I laughed horrendously. I was then suddenly shoved in the back seat of an ugly police officer mobile type thing. I saw the officer's Converse. "This is the girl we've been looking for. The girl that killed her. Her father and now mother. I don't understand. See, she has multiple persons disorder. She technically lived two lives. She's a sweet Annie, but there's also an evil Annie. Who killed her family? We should get her to her jail cell before she strikes again. We were on our way within minutes."
Dear Diary, I can't believe I did that to my family. It's just the person that I... No, they died for a good reason. They didn't deserve life. I'm the only one worthy of life. But my mother is such a nice person. She blamed everyone for herself, for my brother. I can't take rotting in this jail cell anymore. Annie, why did you kill your mother?
I didn't do it. My father did.
Annie, why did you kill your mother?
I didn't do it. My father killed my mother.
Then why is there blood on your nightgown?
I swear to you, I did not do it. My father did. I don't deserve to be here.